Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
We acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we are recording. We pay our respects to the elders past and present, and the Aboriginal elders of other communities who may be listening today.
So welcome to our after show, everybody. Thank you for joining us. To all of our Patreon subscribers.
The nicest thing about having our mums on the podcast is we don't have to pay them. It's really good.
That's it.
Excuse me?
What?
Y'all doing some help.
After show has just been cancelled. If you would like to pay to see them, mums are revolting after
quit.
Show.
I quit. I get nothing.
Oh, we took you out for dinner. That's enough.
That's true.
Now, we're going to play a little game with our mums where we read out a bunch of queer slang words and they have to buzz in and guess what it means. So this is sort of like a quiz show for the best gay mum.
Yeah, that's it. So when you want to answer the question, buzz in your name. And attempt to define what the word is. If it is wrong, the other mum will get the chance to answer the question. And the first person to get to 5 points wins.
If one of you gets to five points. We don't, you know, these are hard questions.
Hang on a minute.
Oh, my God.
So what do we win?
The love of both of us.
Yeah. You win the title of best mum. I don't know.
Oh, it's a title though, Effie. You know, this can go on your resume.
Yeah, that's it.
How many years of that did we get?
If you win, Effie, Mikey doesn't go overseas.
I can't do that.
Oh, you're such
He's
a man.
He's so well to the T, and I'm so proud of him.
Oh,
my God, I love this woman.
I can't do it.
All right, here we go. Right, so we'll take it in turns, Mike.
Yeah, we'll take it in turns.
So the first word is, and so if you think you know what it is, say your name. The first word is slay.
Rose.
All right, Rose, guess.
Own in bed.
Own in bed.
Yeah.
Oh,
Sexually speaking.
It's specifically no. That is not correct. No.
There's a specificness to it.
All right. Effie?
Effie?
Slay.
Have you got a guess?
Slay.
Yeah. All right, should we use it in a sentence, maybe?
I can give you a sentence.
Sentence, Mikey.
Slay, hunty, slay.
That's very helpful.
Slay, hunty, slay.
Oh my God, she totally slayed that show.
Yeah.
That's
a good one.
Oh, okay, so it's something to do with she... She was really good
Think
at that
like
show.
A gay
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it means specifically someone who has succeeded in something amazing. So you could say, Rose, you could say someone
I think
succeeded in bed. Oh,
yeah,
God, she's...
What did you say, Rose?
Half a point each.
No, what did you say, though?
Someone that succeeds really well in bed.
Yeah. So really good. So,
I mean, you can sexualize in bed, but it's not specific to
bed. Just
because
you said succeed.
I see. Just slay can just be good. I'm really good.
Yeah. Effie, you're on 1 point.
Competitive. I love it.
Your turn, Mikey.
All right. So our next word is prep.
Oh, Rose.
Yes,
Rose.
It's medication for prevention, don't catch AIDS thing.
Yes. Well, HIV, but yes.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, HIV, AIDS,
correct,
you know.
Yes.
So antiviral drug use as a strategy for preventing HIV/AIDS.
I would have said that if I was in my clinical mind, but I was.
Correct.
That's not fair, she didn't.
That is true.
I would have said
that is
like
a weighted question.
For food.
I need a piece of paper and
So we're at 1 point each.
Okay, so we're on 1 point each. Next word. Now, this one's a little bit harder.
Yes.
Sounding.
Sounding.
Oh, right. Rose.
Yeah. I'll be so impressed if you know what this is.
Isn't it urethral dilators or something like that?
Oh, yes!
I'm a nurse, for fuck's sake.
That's a medical term.
Yeah, so urethral strictures, they'll use sounds to unstrict.
Okay, I thought it was
I still don't even understand what she's saying.
I was the expert student, second year student nurse on there. With the vagina plasties, they had to use dilators or some sort of
I heard vagina.
Okay.
Well, not so, okay, very so, English. Do you want a half a point so we're even? Because
it's all right. No. You know, because like you worked answer... hard to be a nurse all this time.
Yes.
Our mums are going to about start punching on, which is exciting.
Punching on. We were just, I was going to give her half a point.
No, no, no. I feel like this answer is half a point. Because like it is correct, but... the act of sounding in the aspect that we're talking about.
Yeah, I was a bit clinical.
Yeah, so it was clinical.
I would say it was clinical.
Well, it's the insertion of an object or liquid into the urethra for sexual pleasure. Effie, do you know about Mikey's latest piercing? I just want to ask.
Latest piercing?
Yeah. Have you talked to Mum about this?
No, I haven't, but you can tell her.
No, I don't want to tell her about it.
Is this a question?
It's related to sounding. I just was wondering if you... Well, have you ever heard of a Prince Albert?
I know there is a Prince Albert.
I don't want to out you for having
it. No, do it.
I assumed it was general.
So, a Prince Albert is a genital piercing that men generally get that I got recently. Just letting you know.
Did it make
Which is
eyes
related
water?
To sounding because it goes through the urethral tract.
So, the way that they do it is they have to put what's called a feeding tube through your urethra and then they put a needle through. That feeds the needle out so it doesn't pierce the other side.
Yep.
And then you feed the piercing through.
Is he still your favourite?
You're welcome.
Did that make your eyes water?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
We got to see it. It's impressive.
Yeah.
Was there a question related to this?
That's
just, no, it's just no, it's, no, no, it's related no. to just, sounding because yeah, it goes yeah. through the urethral
oh,
tract.
I get
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So on to our next word. So this one is PNP.
The letters PNP.
Yes.
I'm feeling it like it's some sort of popping something toast, but I'm, you know, like those jam
pop tarts.
Pop tarts. Pop tarts. That's what I'm thinking of. But I didn't say rose.
Pop tarts do this.
I didn't say rose, so I didn't press my buzzer, so that wasn't.
No.
So it actually means it's just short.
It's
for
sort
something.
Of like an abbreviation.
An abbreviation.
Do you want to guess what it is?
Oh, let's guess
it
for something. Ourselves.
Is it like penis nearly
piercing?
Oh. Penis nearly pierced.
Popping your pierce. Penis.
Popping.
Popping.
I don't know, pervert.
No.
PNP. It's not even dynamite. But.
Oh my God, she's
it's
so
nasty.
I love it.
No,
I
didn't
get
it.
No, give up?
Yeah.
All right. So PNP stands for party and play, which means to take illicit drugs or illegal drugs, typically meth, while having sex.
Which we don't do.
Which we don't do. No, we this is not do. Something that
I mean, we
which is,
we have lots of sex.
That's yeah,
terrible.
Yeah.
That's
it.
It's lucky I didn't.
But
that
no
one
thing,
didn't know
about
that. Yeah, yeah. And then they all, everyone.
We definitely don't do that.
So party and play. It's typically referred to as chem sex.
Party and play.
Or chem sex. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So where do you do that?
So like
we don't.
We don't.
Oh, no, no, but you know.
It's like private.
I didn't ask you where you do personally.
Where does it occur?
Quite often at people's houses.
Yeah, generally.
They have parties.
Private parties that people do.
Or sometimes at like gay saunas and things like that.
Okay.
That's it.
But it's consensual and stuff. Yeah.
Nothing.
It's all consensual.
It's disgusting and perverted about it.
Yeah, I had a
PNP
in my place the other day.
Oh my God, we should totally have lied about all these meanings and let them go and tell people.
That would have been hilarious.
Hang on, I should be taking notes in my notebook.
All right, next one is Hunty.
Hunty, like,
can we have that in
Hunty?
A sentence, please?
I love what you're wearing, Hunty.
Oh, okay. I don't.
You gotta
don't
say
wanna...
your
Effie.
Name.
Effie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Is it someone like beautiful?
I mean, you could use it for someone beautiful, but
yeah. No, it doesn't mean that.
It doesn't describe.
They're like, I love what you're wearing, beautiful.
Is it like you would be describing a prowess of a person, like?
Hunty.
Like a hunk hunty or something like that.
Oh, that's a good guess. That's a really good guess. It's not. Technically, it's a combination of honey and cunt. And it's sort of used
I said cunty.
It's sort of used in an affectionate term. Sort of in the same way that straight people use mate, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Or bastard.
Yeah.
No, like it's sort of like
a bastard.
Oh, he's a bit of a he's a bloody bastard. I love him.
Cunty
is like, oh, my honey and my cunt. It's a term of endearment to describe your friends, but sometimes also used in a demeaning way.
Yeah.
Hunty, okay.
So we're still on 1.5 points for Rose and 1 point for Effie.
Yes, we are.
It's a close game.
It is. I feel
we're a long way off 5 points.
Yeah. Money's worth
well,
five
excuse
dollars.
Me.
Ooh,
getting
mine?
Your money's worth okay. nine, hunties. is that like how
yeah, that's
you do
it. Yeah, we'll see you with the PNP.
Yeah. So our next word is shade.
I've got a few ideas.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like a
Well, you know, in my days, it would have been sunglasses.
Oh, Mikey was throwing some shade on me the other day.
So outshining you.
No.
Living
sorry,
in a shadow.
No.
Not living Effie? In a shadow kind of shade.
No.
Shade. I'm fucked. It's over to you.
Mikey was throwing some shade on me the other night, did you say?
Or just, you know, it could be. Yeah. Just, Mikey was just throwing casually. Shade at me.
Ah, was he like coming on to you some kind of way?
No.
Or is it
I
like
mean,
a
I wish. I wish he was, no. But no.
So do I actually.
Mum's been trying to set me up with a boy from the southeastern suburbs.
I do. When
I go down to have brunch with mum and dad.
It's a true story.
No, just general. Yeah, yeah, generally,
it's just the way you're looking at me.
If I go down to the suburbs and visit mum for brunch, she'll be like, "Can you just check Grindr and see if there's any nice?" Because she wants to date a guy, so I go and visit more often.
So shade is to talk trash about a friend or an acquaintance.
Yeah.
No, I'm just bitching.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's bitching.
Yeah, yeah, it's having a bitch.
Oh my
bitching.
God, yeah, I do that all the time on a date. Oh, no, far out.
Hey, you shady bitch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Okay, now this word is one that's used by everyone in society, yeah. But it means something else. So what do you think the gay meaning of it is? A beard. A beard. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can get the straight one.
Which is what we grow on our face. Yeah. Yes.
Facial
so
hair,
it's not yeah. facial hair.
It's obviously not that rose.
A beard.
A beard. What is a beard?
Oh, is that like...
Oh, you going to say your name?
Rose. Mm-hmm. Is that like it would be a person who was like a bear? Bear. Like it's
no,
a hairy...
No, it's not a bear. No, no, good no. guess though.
Beard.
I'm glad right. that you know what a bear is. Beard.
Let's, yeah, let's, I mean, what let's does throw beard that to represent, Effie? You know? Hairy coverage. Yeah.
Here, let me put it in a sentence
beard.
For you.
Okay.
That's not did fair. You see Hugh Jackman's beard?
That's
at the Oscars.
His partner.
At the Oscars, yeah.
It's wife. Not necessarily your partner. The technical term is a person who basically pretends to be someone's straight partner. So if you're a lesbian, you yeah. could have like a...
So you're Jaxie, you're Patsy.
Yeah.
You're a Jaxie.
Yeah.
So you're Patsy.
You're Patsy.
We
yeah.
would
so,
call them that in the old days.
You know, in yeah. school, if you pretended to have a girlfriend but it was actually your best
yeah.
friend, that was your
that's
beard.
Beard.
Or,
that was your beard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or a lesbian might have a male
it's like
friend.
My protection. Never heard of
it yeah. Oh, that's pretty
yeah.
cool.
So you can get away
like
with
like
passing
that.
A straight.
Yeah, I love that one.
That's it.
So yeah, that's what I was going to say. So can a straight person...
Have a beard.
I guess
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Totally. Oh, Rose, totally. You could be my beard.
Yes.
Yeah, so
we
can
be beards for each other.
So oh, let's take the mums down. We'll take the mums down to Honcho Disco.
Yeah.
And make
I
a beard.
Was about to propose and say, Effie, will you be my beard?
Well, yeah, like, for example, if you two were out on the town and a guy came and hit on you, you could be like, oh, this is my girlfriend,
this
and
my
they
girlfriend,
would be your beard.
Oh, I fucking love this.
Yeah. That's what you would
do. We're sorted.
Yes.
We're sorted.
All right, on to our next word.
Okay.
So the word is bio queen.
No,
bio queen.
Bio queen.
It's not a medical term?
No.
Okay. No. Tom. Should we have that in a sentence?
Sentence, what please. Come on. Sentence for us.
Oh, I went to this show at Queer Deluxe the other day and I saw the most amazing bio queen.
No, it didn't help.
Okay. I went to a drag show the other day and this bio queen performed and she was amazing.
Mm.
And it's got nothing to do with biology. That's a question. Because seeing I keep missing out, she and then you give her clues.
Oh, well, we just gave you two clues.
Yeah.
Clue. I was thinking, Rose, Rose,
yeah.
A bio queen. So someone who has a really out there digital biography, and then they come across as real, and it actually is really good. So you know, like people who always have to post about their food.
All right, I see what you're saying.
Bio.
Like a digital.
Someone's standing there taking selfies.
So it's just someone who has a profile that you've never actually seen in real life, mm-hmm. but then you see them go, oh, fuck, they really are that good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not right,
it's
is
not
it?
Correct.
No.
It's
not correct.
But it would be good to be that, wouldn't it?
It is good. Yeah. It is a good answer.
Yeah, that's it.
No, the answer is.
So the answer is a female performance artist who adapts to the style of typical male drag queens. So
a female
that performs
female
drag queen.
Female, but so biological.
I asked if there was a biological.
Well, not in a medical term.
No, I probably would have got that.
So like biologically they're female, like, impersonating
biologically
a man
they're
impersonating
female.
Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Next word is.
So hard.
Kiki.
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 And I'm thinking it's not stationary.
No.
As in kinky?
Would you like it in a sense?
K-I-K-I. We definitely need this.
The Scissor Sisters did a song about it. Let's have a kiki.
When I hang out with my friends, I love to kiki.
Sing the song for them.
Let's have a kiki.
I
want to
have
a kiki. Shut the door.
Tight.
Let's
have
a kiki.
I want to have a kiki.
Something.
Yeah. Oh, went to the best kiki at Mikey's place the other day.
Oh, it's a thing. You can go to a kiki at Mikey's place, not just do. So you don't just do kiki behind the shut door. Would be the polite way.
Yeah,
do a kiki.
That's what I thought. You guys watching a movie or something?
Orgy, Rose.
A kiki could turn into an orgy.
It could.
But I couldn't. Oh, I couldn't. No.
Like one of those cuddle-a-thons. One of those like.
Close. Kiki is generally, there's two ways of interpreting it. It's generally either a gathering of friends for the purpose of gossiping and chit chat, but it can also be exactly that, but often a lock-in after a big night of partying. So sometimes the club will close and you'll go back to someone's house for a kiki and it's sort of, let's lock the doors, close the blinds.
Naked we're and all... talk about each other.
No,
see
not necessarily
not
naked.
Always,
not
close the blinds, lock the doors.
But we don't want the light to come in. We want to keep the party going.
Yeah.
And
even through the AM. Yeah. That's it.
So far our mums... are not that
no.
That's weird.
We've got one still on 1 point for Effie and 1.5 for Rose. Right. Now here's one. I reckon you might not know this.
I don't
you'll guess
you know
it.
We'll work
you
it
might
out.
Be guess
we've
it.
Been trying to work it out.
I know, right? I mean, sorry, good, I haven't been much help. But
so our next word is otter.
Otter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
It is a descriptive word.
So as you're aware,
we ought to be doing better than we are.
Oh, this is where you get it from.
This is where I get it. So, as you mentioned, the gay community has a whole lot of different tribes.
Yeah,
bears. Now, a bear
different
is
types of.
There's a bear which I'll give you some clues. So, there's a bear which is sort of a your standard chunky kind of hairier guy. Sometimes older, not necessarily.
Yeah.
Now there's even other animals. So there's silver foxes, which you also have in
love
the straight community,
fox,
I believe.
Yeah, we do.
What other animals do we have in our?
I don't think we have any
otter bear.
I mean, there are other animals.
So what have we got? An otter.
But,
oh, there's dick pigs. There's,
I know.
There's piggies.
Got twinks.
But otter.
And
otter,
twunks. No, wait on.
Twunks is a past tense of a twink, So an otter is a faction of the gay community.
Yeah. Otter bears.
Just otter. There's no bear.
Oh, no, that was my answer.
Well, what do you think would describe an otter?
An otter.
A man who...
I think they probably swim. Oh, wet! Oh, my God! It's dirty.
Now you can say it.
No, say God. It.
Effie, embarrass yourself before I...
Effie! I don't know. Wet came up. Always swimming around, I suppose. Wet
on Wellington.
How do you know what that is? You have listened to this podcast.
I have not. But how often have you talked about Wet on Wellington? I've been to a lot of your shows, Wet on Wellington.
Yeah, all the time.
So it's got something to do with some naughty, nocturnal, behaviour. And
describing.
And, I'm remembering
wet,
Amsterdam
and
Sex Museum.
Slippery.
Golden showers.
I love it. It's got nothing to do with
Hey, I'm really embarrassed. Doesn't matter. I'm really embarrassed now because apart from the fact I've just offended the entire gay community. So you'd be going, what?
I feel so dumb.
I just want you to know that the Wet on Wellington doesn't specifically have anything to do with Golden Shower.
Hey, look, I'm just running a whole lot of themes together here.
It's your word.
I think it's someone who's very sleek.
Yes, that's part of it.
Yeah.
What else is there about an otter? You think of an otter, the animal. There's a comparison.
Don't they just
little tail?
We don't have a specific group of people that have tails.
Don't otters?
They lie on their back and float. And
sounds like
is an otter a beaver? The beaver's a girl. That we're talking to the G's, not
okay.
All
right, I'm calling it. Look, you got close, Mum, but not enough to give it the point. So if a bear is sort of a chunky, hairy guy, an otter is a skinny, muscly,
or slim,
hairy gay man.
Oh, the hot ones.
So I had sleek.
Sorry.
I just had to say sleek and
sleek.
Hairy.
So you're close.
Close, but not close.
It's another half a point.
All we had to say was hot guys.
Half a point.
I'd like to say it's going to get easier, but I'm looking. We've got four left.
All right.
Come on, let's go. Boom, boom.
So our next one is beat for the gods.
A beat for the gods.
Beat for the gods. Would you like a sentence?
Yes, please.
Hell yeah.
That drag queen's makeup was beat for the gods.
It was so good that it's even better than the gods do, and the gods should take that as an example.
Is that a point?
I'd say that that's a point.
That's a point for sure.
Good, because I got gypped on the last half point.
Well done, Rose.
That's good. Yeah, so someone's makeup is flawless.
Flawless.
Even better.
So doing your face is beating your face. So if you beat for the gods, your face is flawless.
Also, doing your makeup is actually beating.
Beating.
I have to tell you. Beating your face.
All
right. I don't wear makeup, ladies and gentlemen.
If we're going to be honest, and a little confession, because there's still some Catholic in me, I really only deserve a half a point because I didn't know that. that.
Okay. All right. Well, that puts
but
you
I
on...
also should got a half point for the last one. You gave me zero.
Okay. We're just letting the mums decide what their points are now. All right, Rose, you're on 2.5. Effie, you're on 1, but you can still win this. Here we go.
Yes.
Next word is femme. F-E-M-M-E. Femme.
As in feminine.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's a fair. That's
yeah,
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're giving that a point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We should give that a point.
For someone whose appearance and behavior are seen as traditionally feminine is a femme queen.
So it's not a tampon.
It's not a tampon. No. Okay.
It's a brand.
Rose, you're in the lead by
no,
half
you're right
a point.
About the brand,
We've got
though.
Two words left.
Yeah.
Here we go. Okay, right. Let's go.
So
okay, go.
Our second last word is pansexual. Pansexual.
That would be someone who identifies with all of those letters that I read out at the top of the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. A person who experiences a sexual or romantic attraction for members of all gender identities and expressions. Now, the exciting news is, Rose, that puts you on 3.45 points. Effie, that puts you on 2 points. But the last question is worth 50 points.
So it's anyone's game.
Here we go.
It's on. Go.
So, our last and final word is polyamory. Wait a second. That word again is polyamory.
Rose.
Yes.
Rose, yes.
Love a lot of people. Multiple lovers.
That's it.
So, refers to the practice of having consensual, non-monogamous relationships with multiple partners.
And you said you were going to give Effie 53 of your
points. I knew that, but she was...
Which basically puts us on an even playing field.
Exactly, because I could not have done it without her support.
That's right. Mm. Which means you're both evenly the best mums on the Games Revolting.
Woo!
Go, mums!
That's it.
Well done, mums. Honestly, thanks so much for coming in tonight. It's been really
lovely.
That
was a lot of fun. I loved that.
It was an honour, Effie. You nailed it. It absolutely was an honour.
I enjoyed meeting you, Rose.
Lots of fun.
I've heard lots of lovely things
about
you.
Me and my beard.
You.
I've heard lots of lovely things about you.
Love a good beard.
It's so nice to put a face.
We're going to go to a P&P.
I know, right?
Do a bit of Kiki at the P&P with my beard.
Are you going to go bareback because you've been on prep?
I'm not on prep, so I can't go bareback.
I love it.
Oh, she's picked it up.
Thanks so much, mums. Mikey,
love
I just want to say I'm so fucking excited for your trip around the world. I'm going to miss you so much, but I look forward to seeing you in 6 months.
Yes. Love you so much. Love you too. Thank you, everybody, for listening in to our Patreon, and thank you for subscribing. We'll catch you next time.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Yeah, now we're going to do the bye thing again, but we're going to do it really deep.
Really deep and really low.
Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So welcome to the after show. Isn't after a show this episode. It's just us coming into chat.
Welcome to your very short episode this week that you pay for.
Thank you to the Patreons for subscribing and giving us your dollars. So this week we have a fan-suggested topic this evening, talking about the blurred lines between when you meet someone new, whether it's going to be a friendship or like a sex friendship.
Oh, yes.
I don't know. I don't feel like I've ever been in this situation before.
Really?
I feel like I'm a very direct person when I talk to someone online, well, when I have in the past, being like, is this a sexual thing or is this a friend thing? But I think one that does come to mind, that there was a skate friend way back in the past.
I always forget you're a skater.
Yeah.
Did you shred him?
He was a skater. Shredding at the skate park. like, I started making friends with some of the other gay skaters in the community, which there aren't many at all.
I was going to say, how big of a pool is that?
Very tiny pool. And this, I guess, online friend had moved to Melbourne, and I was just like, oh, cool. And like, we'd had a few conversations about sex, and I was just like, maybe this is the thing. Like, this will be cute. Like, all right. And then, like, said a few cute things, like, oh, it'll be so good to, like, meet you and, like, us hanging out and stuff, and we should go out for a drink. And then, like, I met up with him, and I did not get that vibe whatsoever. And I was just like, oh, shit, you're such a babe, and I really like you, and you're a lovely person. We hung out a few more times, and then, yeah, just nothing ever came of it.
You never, like, banged?
No, we never banged. Never. Oh, like, the closest we got was, like, a hug and a kiss on the cheek, and I was like, oh.
Okay, yeah, so when it's online, it's a bit easier, because everything's done in text, and you can sort of think about what you're going to say before you're going to say it.
Yeah.
But what about, like, I don't know you're in a relationship now, but prior to being in a relationship, like, when you're out and you meet somebody, or if it's, like, a friend of a friend at a dinner or a birthday or something like that.
Yeah.
How do you
the gay eyes. Know,
like straight guys when they're meeting other guy friends don't question, oh, am I sexually attracted to this guy?
This is tight.
It's a weird thing that we have when we're meeting other gay people.
Like, can you be friends with someone that you have that initial, like, attraction to, or like,
or like, just how do you know, like,
how do you know, like, you're not just being, like, super friendly and, like, enjoy your company, or am I hitting on you sort of situation?
Like, do you guys feel, how do you go, like, oh yeah, we should catch up, and genuinely mean we should catch up, like, and become friends?
Yeah.
And I, look, I am the worst person to be asking this question. I have fucked, like, 99% of my friends.
Oh my gosh.
And if Marky hadn't have gotten into a relationship, and if Luke didn't have such high standards, I probably would have fucked a few people on this podcast by now as well.
Gersh.
Sorry, I don't know, Carl, what the answer is.
Yeah, I was like, oh, what am I? Oh, fuck no, you.
Like, you're not,
you only
type.
Have eyes for my brother. Yeah.
I think gay men are very good at code reading because we have to do it in our day-to-day life so much anyway that we kind of, at least for myself personally, we're quite perceptive people because we grow up reading everyone's reactions to us to monitor, like, how we're presenting for whilst we're in the closeted phase of our lives. So for me, I knew when I was meeting people socially that I was pretty well aware of, like, the more minute details of, like, someone's inching closer to me physically, for example, and not in a friendly way.
Yeah.
Or, you know, things like when you pointed out certain words that this guy was saying, you're like, this is code. And, and I think it's because for a big part of our life, we are just constantly speaking in code and adjusting ourselves that we, it's never really been an issue for me. And I know I have talked about catfish in almost every episode of the show, but I was watching it every night, also last night, and I thought, oh, there's not many gay guys. On, like, in the four seasons I've seen, I think there's been two gay male episodes. And I realized, oh, it's because I think we know how to read a catfish. And we know when something's a dead end a bit. And we're all trained. We're now growing up in our app age as well. So I think things like body language and, like, subtext in online messaging, we're kind of briefed on it and pick up those skills really quickly on in our, like, sex lives. That, to me, gay men are some of the most direct people. But
they
also
can be, but then the complete fucking opposite as well. Mind fucking.
But also, some gay men are also some of the people that I've known to not have to say very much at all to get exactly what they mean across to another person.
I must have missed these lessons at gay headquarters then, because I definitely am not good at this, and I feel like potential friendships that could have blossomed, I have probably ruined,
like,
because I've been
by,
like, oh, I think I want to date this guy, and I have gone down that path and misread the and it could have ended up having a very good friendship with him, but because I've gone down the wrong path, I've And then there's the other question: is it that big a deal if you fuck your friends? Like, I've also,
I guess,
a lot of
people,
my friendships have started because it started from a sexual thing, like whether it's a grinder route or taking a guy home, and we've worked out, okay, we don't want to date, but let's become friends, and then we've just stayed friends as well.
Totally.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I wish I could read the signs as well as you could.
Yeah.
Do you guys find that you, like, lead people on a lot by being oblivious to it's someone?
No, I think that's the big difference between you and me, is that I'm the one chasing. I'm not the one leading.
I do know. Even with the show, for example, and this is, like, a little awkward to talk about on the show, but some of the messages we receive from people enjoying the show, mm-hmm. those have been some of the hardest to read in terms of subtext and intent. Because I always will reply and be like, thank you for supporting us.
Totally. That's
sick. And then, you know,
I just want to be friendly and nice and supportive. Yeah, and like, and
that's a situation I've misread myself and then got dick pics back or whatever. Yeah. And had to
Sent me dick pics.
You're so upset.
Yeah, that is a boundary I think I've had where it's just like, I think if you're contacting me via the show or that's how you're like meeting me or whatever, I'm pretty much probably going to keep that a friendship. Kind of.
Oh, I'm happy. I'll marry all of you.
Oh my gosh, polyamorous big gay wedding.
But those messages were so tricky to read, get and be like, oh, I think this person might.
Yeah, like,
does this person just enjoy the show, or do you are they trying to suck my dick?
Yeah.
Have you ever had friendships where you've been friends with another gay guy for a long period of time, and then it's gone into a sexual place?
Yeah,
either temporarily or long term.
I'm still waiting with JP.
So,
15 years.
I think I might have mentioned this previously on podcast, but I kind of had like a best friend who was like an online friend since like MySpace days, and he lived in Melbourne. I lived in Brisbane, really tight. And then when I moved to Melbourne, it was so great because I had like an instant group of friends with his friends, and we'd hang out all the time. I don't know if I was oblivious to all of it, but we made out once very drunk at a club, but like that's a thing you kind of just do, just like whatever. And then I think it must have meant more to him, and then you get stuck in that kind of awkward situation because you're friends with this person, you don't want to hurt them. So I probably made the mistake with the words I chose, and I said I wasn't ready for something then. It really was. And then I think, because then we continued being friends for a really long time. And then it kind of like came out again in this like huge kind of way. Like he was like, I've been waiting for you kind of thing because you said you weren't ready.
Did he say
that? And then I was like, so yeah, he was like, I just need some space. And I said, that's okay. And I thought that would be maybe like a week or two or something. And ended up being 6 months before we made contact again. He messaged me and he was like, hey, let's go see a movie. And we did. And it was really awkward and not the same. It's and sad. I am genuinely sad to have lost that friendship.
I do have one old skate friend, another skate friend. he was a skateboarder, though. And he identified...
Oh, wait. When you say skate, you mean roller skates.
Yeah.
Oh, that's much less masculine than I thought.
But you used to ride skateboards.
No, so I started on roller skates and then I went to skateboards and then I stopped skating altogether. But my group of girlfriends and I, we had started going to like a local skate park and we made friends with the skateboard guys that were there. And like there were these two particular guys that were just super, super lovely. And like they were all really, really straight, like masked dudes. And one of them, I just noticed that every time I went to the skate park, he'd come over and like give me a really big hug. And I thought, oh, he's just being like supportive and like he's a nice guy. Like it's never going to happen whatsoever because he's straight as anything. And probably like 6 months went by and they invited us out to all these parties and stuff. And I remember one night we were drunk at the skate park. One of his friends was just like, oh, I dare you to make out with Michael. And he was just like, yeah, sure. So we made out and I was like,
oh, you're Michael.
Yeah, sorry.
Don't refer to yourself in that way. It's so weird.
Sorry, guys. And so we made out and I was just like, damn, that was hot. And then like five minutes later, he walked past me and he's like, you can make out with me whenever you want. And I was like, what? I was like, okay. And then we sort of had this like weird, like secret relationship, friendship thing.
Yeah.
Where it was like every time we were out drunk and like we would end up making out in a private area, I guess.
Wait, so he wasn't out?
No. Well, the thing is, I didn't know what he identified as. I just assumed he was straight. I remember one time he actually asked me out and I was just like, cool, yeah, sure. Like I've slept with friends before and so we went out and he ended up paying for the entire night and I was just like, oh, this is a date. Okay, all right, we'll see how this goes. And then we ended up sleeping together that night and like it was so good. Like it was amazing and he ended up staying over and the next morning he left and like gave me a kiss and like, I'll see you later. From that point on, every time I would arrive somewhere, he would leave.
Yes.
And then like any time in the group chat, we'd be like, oh, we're doing this thing, come along. He'd be like, oh no, I've got something on. And like, oh no, I can't come to this thing. If I was going.
Yeah.
He was awkward about the situation and I wasn't. He didn't know how to be friends with someone that he'd slept with. Right. And not only that, I was his first gay experience from my knowledge that he was awkward about. And I was just like, oh, this really sucks.
You'd be very important to him.
Yeah. I was just like, this really sucks. Like, I want to have a good friendship with you. Yeah. But every time I see you, it's just not happening whatsoever. So
bringing people together.
I feel very sad. It was a great friendship. Loveliest person in
the world. It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's really... I recently had, which I've told you guys off the podcast, a thing, a very long-term friend, where I started sort of... These things kept happening and I started reading into it and thinking, oh, maybe this is a thing. Maybe just one of us needs to say something. It's just that neither of us have said something. And then it built up to be such a big thing in my mind that every time I saw this friend, it was a really close friend that I would see all the time. And every time I saw him, I'd be reading into every little thing, thinking, oh, he's just waiting for me to say something. So one night just got really drunk so that I could say what I needed to say and said it. And it was not the right thing to say, as it turned out. And then not only has it affected our friendship and you know, we're starting to build it back up again now, which is great, but it definitely affected our friendship for quite some time and like where we didn't talk for a while. But it's also now stopped me from letting myself read anything into any interaction with a guy.
Really, that kind of stays.
Yeah, it's really hard to like start letting yourself think, oh, maybe this person's interested in me because of like the massive fallout from the last time it happened. And this is not very helpful because none of us have offered an answer. None of us have offered an answer.
Listeners, you're fucked.
But it is one that's worth thinking of. Yeah. I don't know what the answer is. I don't want to say to people, don't
write in what the answer is, please.
The romantic ending to all of these stories would be, and we got together and lived together.
I find it, I don't know, I've never really had many male friends or gay friends. I've always kind of had like female friends, but making friends with couples, I guess, because then you know it's like off limits. I guess for a lot of gay guys, it's not.
In that
like,
friendship, they were couples.
I can't help you, Tom. I don't know.
I think an interesting point is that people display affection and in many different ways. Mm. And a really interesting thing to do is look up how you express your affection for someone.
Maybe. The five languages of love.
Yeah, like be it romantic or to your friends or whatever, because then it gives you an idea of like how you send those signals out to other people. And just being aware of it and knowing, is this person sending those signals back to me? And knowing that everyone does it in a different way. And so we're all just kind of square blocks trying to find another square hole to bang it into.
My dick's not square.
and it doesn't always fit. This is worse analogy.
You just need more lube.
Spit.
Stretch.
Whoa.
But the more like emotional maturity and intelligence you have about how you express yourself and express yourself to others and communicate
emotionally. Reflect inwards.
It reflects out and people then are able to reflect it back and respond to you in a sort of similar fashion. I don't know, to be honest. It's like minefield of sex and friendships and a whole bunch of stuff. But
all the
you do it. It's what makes us interesting people.
Yeah. We should do a topic on the languages of love.
Oh, totally. It's so funny.
It's really interesting. I do want to do it.
Mine are all like, give me gifts and attention.
Yeah, because it's like, what? It's like gifts touch. Like,
what is this?
It's like a literal thing. It's like the five languages of love. One's touch, one's like receiving gifts, one's
quality time.
Like, quality time.
Conversation. Positive affirmations. It's how you tell, you express to other people.
And then, you look it up and it tells you like. It tells you what you like to receive and how you actually output
this
love.
Like so a then BuzzFeed you can... quiz?
Yes. It also tells you what
but there's like a whole book.
You got to pay for this one.
Do you think that was
thanks for we gave you nothing interesting. Like, we gave you no answers.
Yeah. No answers, but lots to think about.
But like, if you could send us help, you could just write to us.
Yeah,
please.
That's
Look, this is give and take. You think this is just like get? No, you have to give us as well.
Of course, we will be back next week with our regular show as well as another after show. So you can listen to us then, but of course you can see us in person on the 19th of July at our live show. Bye!
Bye!
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.